Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. You know we love a good deep dive around here, and today we are looking at the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid Mattress. But before we really get into it, don't forget to check out the links we've got for you. There's an exclusive discount in there just for our listeners. Okay, now let's talk mattresses. Is this one really all it's cracked up to be?
Hybrid mattresses are having a moment these days, and the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid is right up there in terms of popularity. What's interesting to me is the memory foam and pocket springs. Kind of the best of both worlds, right? That hugging memory foam feel, but then you get that bounce and support too.
Exactly. It's like you're trying to solve the age-old question. Do you go for that sink-in comfort, or do you want firm support? Does it really work for all these different sleep positions, though?
Well, that's what they say, right? They've got this thing called zone support, basically meaning different parts of the mattress have different firmness levels. You know, it makes sense when you think about it. Your hips need more support than your shoulders, so you want that contouring for your pressure point.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. They're trying to hit side sleepers, back sleepers, stomach sleepers, the whole crew. But it's not just about support. They're also really emphasizing the staying cool part.
Yeah, and that's a big issue for people with memory foam, you know?
Yeah.
That sleeping hot thing. So Lisa's trying to address that with a few different features. They've got this ultra cool cover that's meant to wick away moisture. And then they've got a layer of quilt foam that's supposed to improve airflow. Like they're trying to make the surface more breathable.
It's nice when it feels like there's actually thought behind the design, not just fancy marketing terms.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what good is a comfy mattress if it's packed with a bunch of weird chemicals?
That's a good question, and more companies are starting to care about material safety now. And Lisa is making a big deal about their CertiPure US certification.
Yeah, I saw that. I have to admit, I don't always know what those certifications really mean.
Yeah.
What is CertiPure US actually telling us about the mattress materials?
Basically, it means the mattress has been tested by someone else, not just Lisa, and they've checked that it doesn't have certain bad stuff. Formaldehyde, phthalates, heavy metals, certain flame retardants. You know, it gives you some peace of mind that the materials meet a certain standard.
So it's not just Lisa saying, trust us, we're good. There's someone else backing them up. They also mentioned that it's fiberglass free. Why is that so important?
Well, traditionally, fiberglass has been a go-to for flame retardants in mattresses, but there's been more and more concern about the possible health risks from fiberglass. So yeah, Lisa, using a fiberglass-free option is definitely a win for people who are paying attention to their health.
So how do they meet those flammability standards then if they're not using something like fiberglass?
They're using different materials that are naturally more flame-resistant. It's part of the material itself, not an added chemical treatment.
Interesting. So it's built-in safety, not just an afterthought. It does feel like they're thinking about those common mattress worries. The chemicals, the off-gassing. They even highlight that the mattress is hypoallergenic.
Right. And for anyone dealing with allergies, that can make all the difference. Think about it. You're spending a third of your life on that mattress. So the fewer allergens, the better. A cleaner sleep environment can really improve your overall sleep quality.
It's like making a little sanctuary for your body to rest and recharge without being bombarded by dust mites and all that. And it's not just personal well-being. Lisa's even talking about their sustainability practices.
Yeah, and you're seeing that trend across the board now. Consumers wanting companies to be more open and responsible about what they do.
It's bigger than just getting a good night's sleep. It's about those values-driven choices, too. But let's get back to the nitty-gritty of the mattress itself. We've got comfort, safety, sustainability. But what about support?
Because you can have all the bells and whistles, but if your spine isn't happy, you're going to wake up feeling worse than when you went to bed.
Exactly. How does the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid do in the support department?
They seem to have a multi-layered approach. You've got that memory foam conforming to your body, but then they've added a layer of what they call premium transition foam. It's like a buffer between the memory foam and the springs. Gives you more stability, stops you from sinking in too much.
Okay, starting to see how that hybrid construction plays out here. Still not totally clear on that zoned support, though. How does that actually work?
It's all about making sure different parts of your body get the support they need. So the mattress might be firmer in the lumbar area to support your low back, but then softer around your shoulders, for example.
Ah, okay, so it's targeted support, not just one firmness for the whole thing. And I see they talk about the individually wrapped coils, too. What's the role of those in the support system?
They're great for motion isolation, but they also add to that responsive feel. Each coil moves on its own, so the mattress can adjust to your movements more precisely.
Like a personalized support system? What about edge support, though? You know that thing where you feel like you're going to roll off if you get too close to the edge?
Good point. It seems like Lisa has thought of that. They've reinforced the edges with a firmer foam encasement, so you don't get that roll-off feeling, and you've got more usable sleep surface.
Gotta maximize that sleep real estate, right?
No
more fighting for the middle of the bed. Speaking of sharing a bed, you mentioned motion isolation earlier. Is this a good mattress for couples?
Yeah, those individually wrapped coils really help minimize motion transfer. So if your partner is tossing and turning all night, you're less likely to feel it.
So it sounds like they've covered all the bases, comfort support, even thinking about how to minimize sleep disturbances. But you know what can really ruin a good night's sleep? Temperature. I'm always interested to see how companies are tackling that sleeping hot issue.
It's definitely a common complaint, especially with memory foam, but the industry is paying attention. There are some cool innovations in cooling technology.
Oh, like what?
Well, aside from those breathable materials we talked about, some companies are even using phase change materials.
Phase change materials?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fancy. What are those?
Think of those ice packs that stay cold for hours. Phase change materials kind of work the same way. They absorb extra heat and release it when needed, so they help regulate your temperature all night long.
Wow, it's like climate control for your bed. I'm guessing all that tech doesn't come cheap, though.
You're right. Those advanced cooling features can definitely add to the price. But if you really struggle with sleeping hot, it might be worth it.
True. It's all about weighing the cost and the benefit. Are there any, like, low-tech things people can do to sleep cooler?
Yeah.
You know, without buying a whole new mattress?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes the simplest things are the best. Breathable bedding made from natural fibers, making sure your bedroom is well-ventilated, even a cool shower before bed can make a big difference.
It's amazing how much those little things can affect your sleep. While we're talking about staying cool, I wanted to circle back to the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid. We touched on the ultra-cool cover and the quilt foam. Do those actually work? Does it really sleep cool?
You know, based on the reviews I've seen, those cooling features seem to be a big reason why people like this mattress. People who normally sleep hot say they feel much cooler and more comfortable on the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid. Obviously, everyone's different. But it seems like most people are happy with it.
So it's not just marketing fluff. They're actually delivering on that cooler sleep experience.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the most important thing is comfort. Right?
Absolutely. You can have all the fancy features in the world, but if the mattress isn't comfortable, what's the point?
Exactly. So how does the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid actually feel? I mean, we talked about all the layers and support, but what's the overall vibe?
From what I've gathered, people describe it as a pretty balanced feel. Not too firm, not too soft. That mix of memory foam and coils seems to hit that sweet spot between comfortable and supportive.
Like the Goldilocks zone. Just right.
Yeah.
But everyone's got their own preferences. How does it do for different sleeping positions?
That's a good question. And it seems like Lisa has thought about that. That zone support we talked about is designed for different sleep styles. The idea is to give you more support where you need it most. Whether you're a side sleeper, a back sleeper, a stomach sleeper.
So it's adapting to your body instead of you having to adapt to the mattress. No mattress is perfect for everyone, though. Any potential drawbacks to the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid we should know about?
Well, one thing is the price. It's definitely an investment, especially compared to some of those more basic mattresses.
That's fair. Budget is always a consideration. Anything else?
Some reviewers have said it can feel a little firm at first. There's always a break-in period with a new mattress, of course. But it's something to think about if you prefer a super plush feel.
Makes sense. What about durability? How well does it hold up over time?
Lisa offers a 10-year warranty, so that tells you they're confident in how long it will last.
That's good. 10 years is pretty standard in the industry.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to have that reassurance.
Definitely. And it seems like they've taken steps to make it durable. For example, those individually wrapped coils are less likely to sag over time compared to traditional inner spring mattresses.
So they're thinking about long-term performance, not just how it feels right out of the box, but even with a warranty. Sometimes you just need to try it out in your own home to know if it's really the right mattress for you.
You're absolutely right. That's why trial periods are so important.
Exactly. What does Lisa offer?
They have a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got plenty of time to really get a feel for the mattress and decide if it's a good fit.
That's pretty generous. No risk in giving it a shot. But let's be real, buying a new mattress can be a bit overwhelming.
It can be. There are so many options out there.
Exactly. Any advice for someone who's feeling lost in the mattress world?
I'd say the most important thing is to do your research. Figure out what's important to you. What are your non-negotiables? Are you a side sleeper, back sleeper, stomach sleeper? Do you tend to sleep hot? Are you worried about allergens? Once you know what you need and what you prefer, you can start narrowing down your choices.
It's like making a roadmap for your mattress hunt. Sometimes, even with all the research in the world, you just need to hear from people who've actually slept on the mattress.
Customer reviews are definitely helpful. They can give you a sense of how the mattress performs in real life.
So what's the verdict on the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid? What are people saying?
Overall, the reviews are really positive. People seem impressed with the comfort, the support, and the cooling. Lots of people saying they wake up feeling more rested and refreshed.
That's always a good sign. Any common complaints or criticisms?
Like I mentioned before, some people find it a bit firm at first, and there have been a few comments about the price.
Right, it's not exactly a budget pick. But sometimes investing in a good mattress is investing in your health.
I totally agree. A good night's sleep is priceless.
Well said. Before we wrap up our deep dive into the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid, I wanted to go back to something you mentioned earlier, the sustainability trend in the mattress industry. It's great that Lisa's talking about their sustainable practices, but I'm curious what other innovations are happening in that area.
Oh, there's some really exciting stuff going on. We're seeing more companies using natural and organic materials, like latex, wool, cotton.
Those are great options for people who are concerned about chemicals and allergens. What about recycling? Mattresses are notoriously hard to recycle. Is there any progress on that front?
Yes, thankfully. Some companies are designing mattresses with recycling in mind. They're using modular components that can be easily taken apart and recycled.
That's awesome. Sounds like the future of mattresses is getting a lot greener. But let's bring it back to the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid. We've covered a lot. I think it's always good to recap the key takeaways. So for someone who's considering the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid, what are the main things they should remember?
Well, the first thing is it's a hybrid mattress, combining the comfort of memory foam with the support of pocket springs. So it's a good option for people who want that balanced feel.
Best of both worlds.
Exactly. And they've really focused on making it sleep cool with features like the ultra cool cover and quilt foam. If you're someone who tends to sleep hot, this could be a good one for you.
And don't forget that Certi Pure US certification, so you know it's free of harmful chemicals.
Absolutely. That's a big plus for health-conscious people. And with the 100-night risk-free trial, you have plenty of time to try it out and see if you like it.
Okay, so we've got comfort support, cooling safety, and a generous trial period. What more could you ask for?
Maybe a lower price tag?
Always a good point. But seriously, it seems like the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid checks a lot of boxes.
It definitely does. But like with any big purchase, do your research and think about what you need and what you prefer.
Well said. All this talk about mattresses has got me thinking. Mm-hmm. What if we started seeing our mattresses not just as a place to sleep, but as part of our overall wellness routine?
Yeah, it's like a whole new way of thinking about our mattresses. Not just a place to crash, but something that actively contributes to our well-being.
Exactly. We put so much thought into what we eat, how we exercise, the products we use. Why not give that same attention to where we spend a third of our lives?
It makes total sense. When you think about it, sleep affects everything. Sleep well and you feel better, you think clearer, you handle stress better. So investing in a mattress that helps you get that restful sleep, it's really an investment in your overall health and happiness.
It's like creating a sanctuary for your body and mind to recharge. And now that we know more about materials and construction, we can make choices that match our values and support our well-being.
Exactly. It's about thinking about things like material safety, breathability, temperature control, even sustainability. Yeah. It's about finding a mattress that not only feels good, but also makes you feel good about the impact you're making.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I think this deep dive has really opened my eyes to how important it is to choose a mattress that goes beyond just basic comfort. It's about creating a sleep environment that truly nourishes and supports us. And hey, before you drift off to dreamland, don't forget to check out those links we talked about. You'll find an exclusive discount on the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid just for our mattress advisory listeners.
Sleep tight, everyone.
Sweet dreams.